UCSD says student enrollment has grown by about 1,000 students per year, 2 to 3 times faster than the state average. The district is hoping to relieve some of the overcrowding that's come with that growth. Proposition 2 would borrow $234 million to do that. Some of it would go towards school security, but most of the money is earmarked for expanding existing schools and building new ones.
Some things will be main drivers, like in a community where we have gross over-enrollment and lots of pressures on buildings, buildings built for 500 kids but have 800 kids in them, we'll clearly get priority, and we already have some, you know, like step-by-steps that have to happen immediately.
That's AISD Superintendent Maria Karstarfin speaking at a community meeting about the bond earlier this month. She says the challenge is keeping up with where people move in the city.
It's typically that there's a housing concentration. In order to serve that population, we have to bring education to them.
She says that's why the district is allocating money in the bond for 3 new schools, but the location of each school won't be decided until it's needed.
So that we can be strategic at the right time, in the right moment, with the right population changes to ensure that we don't build those things until we actually need them. And when we do that, it doesn't somehow exacerbate another problem somewhere else in the district.
Then there are the expansions. 7 schools will get somewhere between 8 and 13 new classrooms each. That includes 5 elementary and 2 middle schools. Murchison Middle School is slated for a 13-classroom addition. Principal Sammy Harrison says most of the proposed improvements at her school won't change day-to-day operations.
I'm still going to have portable city out here. I'm still going to have kiddos who have to walk back and forth in the rain.
In the past, AISD has tried to fix the overcrowding problem by adding portables on school campuses. Right now, there are an average of 6 portables per campus in the district. The district roughly estimates the additions would reduce the number of portables by 13%. Prop 2 also allows for $8 million for a feasibility and design plan for a new high school in South Austin, another area dealing with overcrowding. But the bond doesn't allocate money to construct the school. Officials are still deciding whether to put special programs in the school, things like dual language or career and technical classes. Mills Elementary School parent Renee Welsh says the district needs to make some decisions soon.
It's frustrating to hear them still waver back and forth on what kind of high school it might be when we really just, we need another one. And so they need to figure it out and just do it.
The bond also includes money for expanding cafeterias, administrative offices, and gymnasiums at some schools. Murchison Middle School Principal Harrison says any expansion in her school's cafeteria would be a big help.
If I didn't have about 40% of the kids who brought their lunch every day, we wouldn't get them fed in 30 minutes. They wouldn't get through the line.
Early voting ends May 7th. The election is May 11th. Kate McGee, KUT News.